I grew up, or I was born in Manchester, and as a family, we moved from Manchester to my father's home place, just outside Turvacady, which is Tormacady in English, in the county of Mayo. I was just 4 years old when we made the move, the big move. Coming from a lot of modern conveniences in Manchester, we moved then to a small farm, an old house, moved in with my grandmother. So there was 10 of us in a very small, whitewashed little cottage in Mayo. My mother was from Inishere in the Aran Islands, and she'd met my father in London. So initially meeting in London, they had spoken English, despite Irish being their first languages. And it was mostly because it was frowned upon at that time over there. So, all of my education then would have been through Gaelic or Irish, whatever it is you want to call it, from the age of 5 years to 18 years. So the language was a huge part of our culture. We grew up, you know, experiencing traditional music in the house, Gaelic in the houses. People, neighbours came together in their homes and enjoyed the crack. And a lot of our wording would have been Irish, you know, as small children, but we didn't even realise. We just thought that was the English word because that's what we heard. We didn't really know any different. When my parents, all of my siblings had moved to other countries, England and the US, and I was the youngest of the seven children. It was kind of the expectation that I would emigrate too. So I ended up working in New York for almost 5 years. And my sister, one of my older sisters, had met her husband from Ballycastle in London. So I came here for her wedding from New York. I'd had itchy feet in New York and felt like I wanted to come home, but work wasn't that plentiful at that time either. And when I'd come for the wedding, my sister asked me if I'd like to come and stay with her for a while. So that's what I did. Then I was only here 6 months and I met my husband, and it was a bit of a whirlwind romance. We were engaged after 3.5 months and married after 14 months. I found, regarding my language, people would have said, you know, be careful about using it. Maybe you shouldn't use it. Maybe it will affect your family business if you use it. People won't look at you in the same light. They might treat you differently. These were all the things that have been said to me. And because it was, to me, it was part of me. And like I said before, my language is a standalone beautiful thing. It happens to be part of my culture. I love all languages. It's just one of my things. I feel like languages are very special and something to celebrate by everybody, whatever race or creed or whatever your background is. It should never be politicized. So I have to say Northern Ireland has been yes, very good to me. I'm very happy here. It's home.